Al-Raghib al-Asfahani rahmatullahi alayh, he mentioned something very powerful that should be written with golden ink. He said, لَيْسَ إِعْدَاءُ الْجَلِيسِ لِجَلِيسِهِ بِمَقَالَةٍ أَوْ فَعَالَةٍ فَقَطْ بَلْ بِالنَّظْرِ أَيْضًا. One becoming affected by those around him is not just by him becoming influenced in that which they utter with their tongues or that which they do with their limbs. He says, بَلْ بِالنَّظْرِ أَيْضًا. But also by looking. The glances that we have with our eyes, the things that we keep on gazing at, this has an extreme effect on what an individual does with his limbs. The nazar, the eyes. To such an extent, my beloved brothers, uncles and elders, today let's just take some of our young daughters as an example. Parents are asking, why all of a sudden is my daughter wanting to dress in this inappropriate way? She wants to go outside without hijab. She wants to walk outside wearing these inappropriate garments. Why is this happening? I never used to dress like that. It is these apps that our kids are on. Laylan wa nahara, sabahan wa masa'a. Tara ya ikhwa, these social media platforms are double-edged swords. You can do a lot of khair on Facebook, on Instagram, and some of these other social media apps. However, the facade, the corruption that comes from it, is something that cannot be put into words. Many, many years ago, and I didn't understand why the Sheikh was saying this. This was when I was still back in Yemen. The Sheikh one time called Facebook, Fiskbook. Later on, I heard Instagram being referred to as Fitnagram. And recently I had one of the Somali Sheikh called Snapchat Wasakhchat. Sadaqa wallah. When some of the brothers introduced me to Instagram, they said you can get to the Shabab. You can inshallah ta'ala deliver a reminder to them through places like Instagram. Maybe they will come across a reminder and they will take heed. Because many are on there looking at filth and evil. But they said to me, don't click the search button. What happens when you click the search button? I think most of us shabab, we know. All of the filth that comes up, all of the haram that we see, has a huge effect on an individual's heart. So you find this maskina, this 11-year-old, or this 12-year-old, laylan wa naharan, she's on these social media apps. One video after the next, scrolling, 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 doesn't seem to be finishing. So much so that the hearts from a very young age has become absolutely black. لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا. When an opportunity of doing good arises, they don't feel like doing it. They see the muharramat, they become desensitized to it. It's become a norm. When you normally go for umrah for a couple of weeks and you are abroad, and then you come back to the UK, the moment you hear a bit of music, you feel uncomfortable. As time goes on, you become desensitized. It becomes normalized because of the environment that we're in. So this young child is constantly looking at these videos. All the time, hours go by, and he becomes now desensitized to all of this filth. And today, for those parents who don't know of this app that many children are on today, the app that is called TikTok. An app, wallahi, that I believe anyone who believes in Allah Azza wa Jalla in the last day should not have on his phone. It is an app that has been created for one to upload videos of himself shaking his body while music is being played in the background. And many kids today, they've downloaded it. 95% of these videos that appear on TikTok, it has music playing in the background. And the majority of that which is on there is women and men dressing inappropriately, shaking themselves, dancing to the tone. And then she watches this, he watches this, and becomes normalized to it. My dear respective brothers and sisters, especially our elders, sometimes what happens, we hand over these gadgets to our children because we are occupied. We don't want them to busy us. From the Musalsalat, the series that we are watching on TV, whether it's NBC, Hollywood, Bollywood, you name it, we want something to busy them. So we give them these devices so we can be focused on that which we are watching. One of the aunties recently came up to me and she said, please talk to my daughter. She's watching all of this filth on social media. I asked the mum or this auntie an honest question. Habriya, do you have Snapchat on your phone? She goes, yes. How can we expect our kids to be any different when we ourselves are doing it? The Somalis, they say, wherever the camel goes, the children, they go the exact same direction. They are watching their parents laylan wa naharan, sitting in front of the TV. Why should the child do anything different? Why should he think, okay, I need to be different from my parents? We know, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra fa'abawahu yuhawidani aw yunassirani aw yumajjisani. Every mawlud, newborn, is born on the fitrah, the natural disposition. It is the parent, because of their influence, they turn him into a Jew, or they turn him into a Nasrani, or they turn him into a Majusi. They have a huge effect on the child, and perhaps maybe the direction that he ends up taking. This is why, my beloved brothers, uncles and elders and sisters, I really respect those parents who have day-to-day sittings with their kids. Not only jalsatul muhasaba, huh? When the only time one may sit with his child is when he's done something wrong. Some parents, they sit with their kids every single night just to ask, how are you doing today? What's going on in your life? If we don't influence our kids, or we don't have a relationship with them, or we don't befriend them, wallahi al-azim, there will be enough people today who are ready to welcome them with open arms in today's society to drag them to fisqh and fasad, to evil and filth. Just ask your kids who are at university, which has become a playground for atheists and all of these other deviant groups from the different religions who are there to strip an individual away from his faith. So much so the child begins to hide what he believes, and he's got no one to talk to. The parents are busy, هم في وادي وهو في واد آخر, and they don't know what's happening. They don't have a clue what's actually taking place. And this, having spoken about the issue of social media, if you think about it also, why is there a growth in Muslims today renegating, leaving the religion of Islam? That which has a huge role to play is that which they access online. That is so easy for them to access. They follow some of these hashtags, and then they become exposed to all of these doubts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. We are going to be asked about the bliss, the blessings that we have, all the good things that we enjoy and we take pleasure out of. Sometimes we give them these gadgets, right? Because we feel all of her relatives and his relatives, they have it. If I don't buy it for him, then he's going to feel left out. No problem. Walakin, my brothers and my sisters and my uncles and my elders, we are going to be asked about that which we are handing over. This ayah that I just quoted, the tafsir, as the Messenger mentioned, Al-Aswadan. You're going to be asked about the tamar, the dates and the water that we consume. If we are going to be asked about this, then billahi alaykum, we're not going to be asked about these gadgets that we are handing over, which is our responsibility to be controlling and checking constantly what they are doing. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, لا تزول قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن أربع. One's feet on Yawm al-Qiyamah will not move until he's asked about four things. One of the things was, وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. Where you got your money from, and what you spent it on. Yes, we are going to be asked about it. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Every single individual is a shepherd. And every single individual has the responsibility of looking after his flock. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said another hadith. ما من عبد يسترعيه الله رعية يموت يوم يموت وهو غاش لرعيته إلا حرم الله عليه الجنة. There's not an individual who has had a responsibility placed on his neck. The day when he dies as a ghash. Someone who's deceived his kids. How does one deceive his kids? The other narration states, وَلَمْ يُحِطْهَا بِنُصْحِهِ. He did not advise them accordingly. He saw them engaging in that which is displeasing to Allah. He said, Iskalaf, leave him. He's still a young child. Wallahi al-Azim, guys. I saw one of the relatives tell me, leave her, let her carry on listening to Justin Bieber. One of the relatives is saying, after I tried to advise, do something about this, she's still young. What happens when you're still young? And you become used to something, you grow up on something, right? It becomes a norm, and later on it's extremely difficult to change it. Look at this hadith of Umar ibn Abi Salama. He said, كنت غلاما في حجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I was a young child. And one time we was eating with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My hands were going everywhere. And then look what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him. He didn't just say, he's still a young child, leave him. Don't worry, later on he will realize. La wallah. He said, ya ghulam, O son, kul bi yaminik, eat with your right hand. Wa kul mimma yaleek, and eat that which is in front of you. Wa sammi Allah, and he told him to mention the name of Allah. Look what Umar ibn Abi Salama, this young child, said. فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ طِعْمَتِي بَعْدْ. I continued eating like this from that point on. It became instilled within him. It became a norm when he was corrected from a very, very young age.